Middle East and Africa.
Israel's Army and Conscription. Exemption by Heavenly Order. Israel needs more troops, but the ruling coalition won't draft the ultra-Orthodox.
The armed forces bent over backwards on August 4th to welcome a new wave of recruits. Induction centres in Jerusalem and Tel HaSomer, near Tel Aviv, were adapted to soothe the religious sensitivities of prospective draftees. No female soldiers were in sight, so as not to offend the young men who had grown up in an environment strictly segregated by sex. But to little avail. Out of the first group of 900 members of the ultra-Orthodox community summoned to pre-enlistment interviews and medical checkups, only 48 turned up. The rest obeyed their rabbis, stay away and stick to your studies. Israel is at war on several fronts, but a sizeable chunk of its population, the ultra-Orthodox or Haredim, make up 14% of all Israelis, refuse to take part in the war. They claim a sacred role to continue studying the Torah and Talmud under any circumstances. Besides, army life would corrupt these cloistered young men, they say. Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef, a former chief rabbi of Israel, has called for the students to emigrate if forced to enlist. Some of them arrived at the induction centres and shouted, "We will die," before joining up. This creates a headache for Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister. He is loath to accept a ceasefire in Gaza, forcing the army to rely heavily on a limited pool of tired conscripts and reservists. Some 63,000 young Haredi men are reckoned to be eligible for conscription, but should he enforce the draft, he would lose the support of the ultra-Orthodox parties, a key element of his ruling coalition. Mr. Netanyahu has been dragging his feet over the issue, though the Supreme Court has ruled the historic exemption of Haredi students to be unequal and thus illegal. The coalition has been trying to propose a vague set of enlistment quotas in the hope of satisfying the court, or at least buying the government time. Meanwhile, the independent-minded Attorney General has enraged Mr. Netanyahu's far-right ministers by cancelling state benefits for those who refuse to join up. The row over the draft reflects not only the rift between the ultra-Orthodox and the rest of Israeli society, it has also reignited the struggle between a legal system determined to enforce the Supreme Court's rulings and Mr. Netanyahu's government, which had been bent on curbing the court's independence before war broke out in Gaza on October 7th. The dispute has also deepened the enmity between Mr. Netanyahu and Yoav Gallant, his defence minister. Mr. Gallant, anxious to bolster the armed forces' ranks, has refused to cooperate with Mr. Netanyahu in his attempts to reach a backroom deal with his coalition partners. This has intensified divisions over the management of the war, most recently regarding the conditions for a ceasefire in Gaza. Speculation is rife that Mr. Netanyahu is planning to fire him. On August 12th, Mr. Gallant said, "Talk of total victory," a favourite slogan of Mr. Netanyahu, was nonsense. The Prime Minister accused his Defence Minister of adopting an anti-Israel narrative. To be sure, the rivalries between Mr. Netanyahu and every Defence Minister to have served under him in his long political career predate the war in Gaza. So do Israel's divisions over the powers of state, synagogue and Supreme Court. But with the war now dragging on into its 11th month and the government seemingly incapable of agreeing on a strategy to end it, Israel's facade of unity is crumbling. The government's failure to enforce the law on an influential community is yet another symptom of Israel's current political dysfunctionality, even as its troops are fighting for their lives.